Words pacify the heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Words pacify the heart. From early childhood, I was blessed with the gift of realizing that words pacified the heart. And I lived in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee, and it was a very nice community, and it was a very good time. It was a time when life was relaxed and peaceful, and people were living abundant lives, much like they are today, and everyone lived in a very peaceful attitude. And oftentimes I was sort of the in-between child, and so I didn't have a lot of kids to play with. And I would go visiting the ladies in the different houses and stop and visit with them and talk with them. Well, my mother was always a very loving lady, very happy lady, very smiley lady, and whenever we had a problem, she would give us a big smile and she'd talk to us and say, "Now, what can we do about that? How can we handle that?" She always brought me into the game and made me feel that I was part of the game. It was kind of nice. It was kind of nice. I didn't realize how nice it was, but it was kind of nice. Well, little did I know that I was going to play the very same role with the neighbors. And I'd go over to Mrs. Ring's house. And she lived about four or five houses up from ours on the other side of the street. And her husband was very active in the they called him Colonel Ring from being in the army. And he was very active in the activities of the reserves and what have you. But Mrs. Ring was at home during the day and doing the normal household chores that women chose to do at that time. And whenever I'd come by, just to say hi and wish her a happy day, she'd say, "Come in." And she'd usher me into the kitchen and bring out the jar of brown sugar and bring out the cookies and the other good things. And she'd put out quite a nice little spread for me, making it very pleasant. And then she would talk to me about the problems of her heart. Here I was just a little child, maybe 5, 6 years old, but she chose to unburden her heart to me and tell me all of the problems that she was facing. And I was a very naive youngster, thinking how beautiful everything is and how wonderful everything is. And I said to her, I said, "You have perhaps the finest husband of anybody on the whole block here, except my dad, of course. And your husband is really quite a wonderful man. Everybody speaks highly of him, and everybody thinks highly of him." She says, "Yes, I know, but he never has time to talk to me. He never has time to listen to my heart and tell me." Well, you tell me what it is you want to tell him. And so she began to tell me all sorts of things I had no comprehension of. And when she finished talking about it, I said, "I can see why your husband loves you so much. You're such a beautiful lady. You have so many beautiful thoughts in your heart. You're just a nice person." I said all the things my mother was saying to me, and I was passing them on to Mrs. Ring as though they were my own, and they were my own. And Mrs. Ring said, "Herbie, you are so wonderful. You are such a good little boy. You're so nice. It's so wonderful to have you visit." My own sons are teenagers now, and I don't see too much of them with all the school activities, but I get to see you, and you make my life really worthwhile. Thank you for coming by." And with a little cloth filled with a napkin, I imagine it was, filled with brown sugar, after eating all the cookies and so forth, I took them on home. And I stopped over at Mrs. Kircher's house, and she was always suffering some difficult times. And she would tell me her difficult times, and I would say to her, all of the things my mom would say to me, and I would tell her what mom had told me about her and how mother said she was such a wonderful lady, helpful in the community, always interested in making other people happy, and other people really appreciated it. I gave her all the information that no one said to her because they didn't think they had to say it to her. And mother said it to me, and I said it to her, and she just loved it. And she just said, "Herbie, it's so wonderful to have you. Come by anytime you want, anytime." And so I did. And then I went to Mrs. Ring's house. She was across the street, up to two houses, and I visited her. Now, her daughter was one of my girlfriends later in life. But then they were off doing their kid things and what have you. And I was left alone in the house to talk to Mrs. Ring. And Mrs. Ring had just had a very unhappy thing happen in her life. Her husband had been embezzling at the bank where he worked, and he was found out and put in jail. And Mrs. Ring felt so destroyed by it, so utterly unhappy by it. And I told her what Mother told me. And Mother told me a lot of stuff. She didn't even tell me she didn't even realize that she was telling me. She says, "You know, Herbie, Mr. Ring had a lot of problems, and he thought he was going to solve them by taking money that didn't belong to him. Well, it didn't work. It didn't work. They caught on to him, and they took him to court and put him in prison, and he'll be there for about 3 or 4 years, and that's just the price he has to pay. But you know, Herbie, just because Mr. Ring did that doesn't mean he's a bad man. He did a bad thing, and he shouldn't do that. And his family are a good family. That because he made a mistake doesn't mean that the family is a bad family." And so I told all these things to Mrs. Ring, and I told her just the way Mom told me, and just the love that Mom had in her voice and the smile that she had in her heart. And as I told these things to Mrs. Ring, the words pacified her heart and made her feel life was worth living. And I went to the other women of the neighborhood. I really was a ladies' man. And in subsequent years, they all called me over to mow their lawns and sweep their sidewalks and clean their basements and polish their furniture. And I had a steady income coming in from all these activities that these ladies asked me to do. But while I was polishing their furniture, they had me at the kitchen table more often than not, giving me candy or giving me cake or giving me some good cookies and milk or what have you, and talking to me. Because after they got done talking with this little 5-year-old boy who listened to his mother and heard the pacifying words his mother said about the neighbors, and he carried them to the neighbor in a loving, gentle, childlike way, for he certainly was still a child. And the neighbors heard these words that pacified their heart. And the entire neighborhood was joined together as a link, as a group of happy, harmonious people, without judging Mr. Ring for embezzling the money. It was wrong, though, he did, but that didn't mean we should cut him out of our world. We just learned to pacify with words the wonderful heart that was in all of us. And to me, for me, my mother was my greatest teacher of this, for she lived it, and she spoke it. She spoke it every day. She spoke it about our family, about my dad, about my sisters and brothers, about our pets, about the projects we were working on. And she spoke it about Mrs. Heimlich and her husband next door, and there another story. And she spoke about Mrs. DeSwart on the other side of us, and that's another story too, with many adventures in it. And up and down the street, I knew them all, because I found my mother's words were so pacifying to the heart of me. How must they be pacifying to the heart of our neighbors? I doubt that any of our neighbors ever came over and said, "Mrs. Barley, you certainly are wonderful. You taught your son and everybody happy things about us, even in our troubles." Or that they came over and said, "You have a wonderful son. He is just a noble son." Mother never told me if anybody said that. It'd probably give me a big head, I guess. But she never told me, because all she did was to use words to pacify our heart about our world. And I went out and pacified my neighbors with the words of love and peace and joy and understanding that Mother had shared with us. It's really quite wonderful and quite fantastic when you realize words pacify the heart. And it's our privilege, and it's my honor to have had my mother as my teacher, but it's our privilege to go out and pacify our word, our world, with our words of love and joy and peace and harmony in the most magnificent way that we could ever dream of doing. This day, find someone to give words that pacify the heart. It might be yourself. It might be your family. It might be your politicians in your community. It might be your minister. It might be your teachers of your children. It might be the administrators of your community. Whoever it is, words pacify the heart beyond measure. Have a lovely day, and know that in all ways, every single moment of my life, I love you. I love you. I love you.